Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
or good afternoon, good evening, wherever you happen to be in the world. This is Cynthia Fontaine, Spirit Guru and the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, coming to you live from a finally sunny New England. We've had more winter storms in the last 2 weeks than we've had all winter long here. And it looks like we have two more storms on the way. We've got snow on the ground for the first time all winter that's actually stuck. Sorry for all my friends out there, people who have had snow all winter. Usually that's our case, but this year, for some reason, the winter has skirted all around us, and it's been a really super mild winter. So it's a beautiful day out here today in sunny New England, and I'm so happy to be where I am and to be here with you today, wherever you are calling from or listening from in the world. And I'm going to jump on Facebook Live shortly, but you guys need to give me a few minutes for that. So what's happening in your part of the world today and this week? You know, we have a Mercury retrograde coming up here, starting on Wednesday, but we're not going to talk about that too much today. I'm going to see if I can get our lovely Susan Brochen on, maybe next week, hopefully, we'll see, to talk about that Mercury in retrograde. The one thing I will say, or a couple of things about Mercury in retrograde is not the time when you want to start new things. Like, you don't want to be signing contracts or buying a new car or a new computer or things like that. And I used to think it was hokey. And I said, oh, I don't believe that. And then I bought a computer right at the very end of a Mercury retrograde around my birthday 1 year. And that computer was a piece of junk. Oh my God, it spent more time in the shop. Thankfully, it had a warranty. I got a Mac, an Apple computer, and that computer was rebuilt entirely two times, thankfully under warranty. Now I've had another Mac since then, which I did not buy during a Mercury retrograde, interestingly enough. And that Mac has been absolutely perfect. So I think there's something to it. That made me a believer. Hey, 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 I'm a believer. And so I never buy electronic devices during a Mercury retrograde for sure. And if you have to sign contracts during Mercury retrograde, because, you know, sometimes life happens and sometimes things, you have to just do things, certain things. Sign it, but just make sure that it is looked over absolutely, completely, thoroughly with a fine-tooth comb multiple times. Don't just, read it over once and then say, oh, yeah, this looks good. No. You do not want to do that. You have to go over any contracts during a Mercury retrograde with a fine tooth comb. It's in your benefit to do that for sure. And if you have any kind of negotiations, you know, expect that there can be misunderstandings and actually even in relationships. So communication can often be a tricky thing during a Mercury retrograde, so be really clear in your communication, especially if you're communicating with, you know, but especially with your loved ones, because communication can go really awry during Mercury retrogrades, and you want to be clear in your communication and know that, unless your loved ones know about the Mercury retrograde and know, hey, let me take a minute to really think about what I'm going to say before I say it so that I'm clear, then, you know, expect that there can be some miscommunications from the people around you as well, or it's interpreted. I do make up my own words sometimes. You can ask my family about that. They think it's hilarious. And now I have my family members doing it. It's pretty funny. It is pretty funny. Things just come out in a funny way sometimes with me, because I don't know if it's because I think so fast, I move so fast. I don't know what it is, because my head is always in the clouds doing psychic work. You know, I don't know, but whatever it is, words come out funny, and it's pretty hilarious. I will just say that. And now I have my family doing it too. That part I really love, because they used to give me a lot of nonsense for it, and now they're doing it too. So, huh. All right. So we're going to get started with our topic today. And just went, oh, it's 11:11. Make a wish, everybody. Think about something that you are wanting assistance for from the other side, because 11:11 is the gateway. And of course, mine is for my new house to materialize rather quickly. Okay. Ooh, I think I have to sneeze. Oh, excuse me, guys. Oh, hold on. Give me 1 second. Okay. All right. So I am going to pop on the Facebook Live now, because not everybody can get. I don't know why people like to see me on Facebook Live. I think because they get to see me. And on Blog Talk, you can't see me, and I like to see you guys too. But of course, I guess I don't know. There's some way that you can sometimes bring people up on Facebook Live, but I haven't figured out how to try to do it. Oh, let's see. I can't do on Facebook Live on there. Leave the page. Okay. I am not that technically savvy, but my computer says I can't be on Facebook Live over there when I'm on Chrome over here on Blog Talk. So I have to put them together. I don't like to do Facebook Live from Chrome because my picture is flipped around the other way, and I don't know why, but it bugs me. It's like I feel like I'm backwards. So I don't like to do it on Chrome because of that. So let's see. I just want to try to get my camera set up a little bit better here. Okay, there. So you guys aren't. Oh well, you're looking at a door anyhow. So I am. I'm at my weekend house, and I don't have I have an office here, but it's not set up for broadcasting the way I like it really well. Okay, that's not going to work either. So, you guys on Blog Talk, thank you so much for your patience in my trying to set up my Facebook Live here. So my office, it's too dark in there, even with the lights on. And anyway, so in the weekend house, oh my goodness, I look like... terrible on Facebook Live this morning. But you guys can't see me on Blog Talk, but my Facebookers are going to see me. Ah! Anyway, so the queue is already filled up on Blog Talk. So I will just be letting my peeps know on Facebook I am not taking Facebook questions today, because the lines are filled on the radio. Hey, all you guys in Facebook land, it's Cynthia Fontaine, Spirit Guru and the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, coming to you here live. I am live on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to speak to me today, you can call in to the show at 516-595-8267. Again, 516-595-8267. The queue is already really filled up, so I just want to let you guys know. That way, you know, if you try to call in, it's going to be a long wait, and I'm not probably going to be able to get to everyone today because the queue on Blog Talk Radio is already very full. I just want to invite you, in case there's a chance that I might pick your number, who knows, on the radio over there. So, how are you guys all doing today in Facebook land? Good morning, Sharon. So, we're talking about the unfolding of you and your life purpose is my topic today. And everyone that I know in my life and all the people that I've worked with, and it's tens of thousands of people at this point, always at some point in their life ask, what am I here for? What is my life purpose, right? And most of us, well, almost all of us, think that our life purpose is what we do, or it's supposed to be some great mission that we're supposed to be accomplish. And in a sense, it's very far from the truth, because what our life purpose is, our life destiny will find us. I like to call our sort of like what we do our life destiny, not our life's purpose. Our life destiny will find us when we know our purpose, when you're living your life on purpose. So what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is the majority of people do not understand who they are and what makes them tick. Good morning, Kathy. Good morning, Frida. And I want just want to let you guys know that I will not be probably answering questions on Facebook this morning. So if you have questions, call into the show at 516-595-8267. Because the Blog Talk Radio queue is full of people already. Okay. So again, let's going back to, you know, what do I mean by you are your purpose? You are your life purpose. What I mean by that is most of us do not know who we are, what the sum of us are that makes us a whole. And there's so many elements and components to understanding who we are that can be really helpful to help guide us to finding what our passion is, what our destiny is, you know, what we would like to create or accomplish in this lifetime. And one of those methods is astrology. Hold on, you guys, I dropped some cards. Interesting. So I was just shuffling Colette Baron Reed's Wisdom of the Oracle card deck, which I love. I love all of Colette's decks. And if you guys have not gotten or seen her new goddess deck yet, oh my God, it is so amazingly gorgeous and powerful and so spot on. And this is the time of the goddess. So it's a really good idea for us to be working with the goddess cards now, because we are at the end of the Iron Age and we are coming into the age of the goddess. And we're all goddesses, you know, and men and women can all can have goddess energy and can honor the goddess. So this isn't just about women, okay? So because we need men, girls, we can't just send them off to the sea, you know, even though sometimes we, you know, we might like to send some of them off, but we need them just like they need us. Okay, so the cards that fell to the floor, which are interesting, are Go the Distance and Poised. So I'm going to say, I would normally say that this is general for everybody, and I thought it was for general for everybody, the cards that fell to the floor. But I really feel like it's for somebody particular. So this is maybe, you know, if it makes sense for you, then keep it. Go the distance is, you know, keep going, right? Stick with it. And poise is you have all you need, right? You've got everything that you need. It's just waiting for the right timing to move forward, but you've got what you need. Okay, so I don't know what happened to my screen just went crazy here. My phone queue just went massively huge, where it just blew up to be really big. I don't know what that was all about, but that was cool. Anyhow, I like when spirit does crazy things like that because it's really to accentuate a point. So you are your life's purpose, right? And I didn't know that in my life because I was floundering and I was looking for my life purpose. I was looking for who I was supposed to be, what I was supposed to do. I always felt that I was meant to help a lot of people and, you know, in my life. And I didn't really quite know how I was supposed to do that. Although, you know, I do that in many, many different ways. I'm sorry, I'm just giving my coffee a little stir here. And, but I didn't really, you know, I didn't really know sort of like what, I kept feeling like I had this big theme. I was supposed to, you know, be a missionary or supposed to go off and help, you know, people in the jungle on medical missions and things like that. And, you know, supposed to help kids and all that sort of thing. And I never could figure out, you know, exactly when, how, or the why was just because I felt driven. And, you know, when I was a little kid, I would collect for UNICEF at Halloween instead of trick-or-treating. Who does that as little kids? But I did, because I felt called to help those kids. And our calling is a little bit different than our purpose. Our calling is what your soul is calling you to do. And your soul also calls you to who you are and to be. Okay, good morning, Dee. And one way to start putting the pieces into figuring out sort of like what components, what makes you up of who you are, is your astrology chart. Your astrology chart will give you a lot of information into your inner workings. It's the solid piece. It's like the piece that's not changeable about you, right? Although when you know your astrology chart, you can, you know, work with it. And when you understand what's going on within your astrology chart, it can really be super helpful. Another piece, another layer of figuring out who you are and what is your life purpose, because you are your life purpose, is knowing what your profiles are, what your personality profile is, whether it's through the Rhys Thomas profile work, which is what I teach and use, whether it is through the Enneagram or Human Design. There's lots of different personality profile things out there. I really like Rhys's program, which, you know, backing up a little bit to when I was looking for what I was supposed to be doing, who I am, you know, not who I am, but what my purpose was, because my life totally fell apart. You know, my brother died. He committed suicide. I retired from my job very quickly and unexpectedly, where I got the letter on Friday saying I was approved. And the following Friday, I got a phone call and said, "Your last day of work was today, honey." So I had very little time to prepare. And my daughter went off to college, and I lost my house. And that all happened and within a really short period of time. And so when things like that happened, and I had lost my two dogs, it was like, it was so many things. And I had what people would call a dark night of the soul.
And I was trying to figure out who I am, what I was supposed to be, what I was supposed to be doing, because now I was no longer working. And I was limited physically to what I could do because of multiple injuries. Good morning, Fatima. Good morning, Cindy Fala. Hi, Allison. So I was really in a dark place, and I actually was on Blog Talk Radio at that time. I had been on the air for almost 3 years, and I decided at that time to stop doing a radio show shortly after my brother passed away. And I took a hiatus, and I thought I would come back in a couple of months after I sort of had my life and my head back together a little bit. Well, that hiatus turned into, I think, 2 years, maybe 2.5 years. So there's, when you go back into my archives, you notice there's a big break in shows. So the shows back from, I don't know, like, I know 2014, maybe 2013 even, probably, I don't know, 2012, but there's tons of archived radio shows there. And then there's a break where there's no shows. And then there's a little glip where I came back for 30 days, and it was a school challenge when I was at the Rees Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine, my second year of school, where we had to pick a challenge that was something that we were trying to do that we just couldn't seem to do. And it couldn't be something fluff. It had to be something that was really important to us. And so for me, it was to get back on the radio. So I did the challenge. I got back on the radio for 30 days. And let me tell you, producing a radio show by yourself every day for 30 days is probably one of the hardest things I ever done. And some of those shows are really awful, I will say. I got to one part where I was like, I don't know what to talk about anymore. Can you imagine that? Me not knowing what to talk about? Hard to believe. But anyway, I did it, and then I decided at the end of the 30 days, I'm done now. I'm finished with the radio. Don't want to do that anymore. And I went back off the air. And then something in the fall, I had a really interesting and busy year last year. So back up just a tiny bit, though. So after all those things happened, in my life, and I was at a crisis, which some people call a midlife crisis, I love that Rees calls it a midlife calling, not a midlife crisis, because what the crisis is it's your life calling you to figure out who the hell you really are and to live your life on purpose. And again, it's not what you do, it's who you are. So I went to, it was a perfect time in my life, I went to the healer school. It was no, as soon as I went to the open house, I was sitting in the front row, I knew I was going to the school. And it was the best thing I've ever done in my life, I will say. Actually, Rees's open house is coming up in May. If any of you guys are interested, check his website out, reesthomas.com. Because it helped me so much, I took the master program and became certified in the profiles. There aren't very many of us who are certified in them around the world. I think there were less than 10 of us certified in the profile work. So I am a profile. I can teach it. I can train it. I can use it in my practice, etc. And I teach this work as well. But I don't have a big school like that. I have a smaller program, and our program is online. Though I am working on developing a bigger program, and then through that bigger program, we'll have a live weekend or maybe two live weekends. So that's in the works. I have a lot of things in the works that are, I'm working on that are being developed. I really need an assistant, and I'm hoping that Spirit brings me a fantastic, fabulous assistant soon, because I can't do it all myself. And I'm working on a huge project in the town that I grew up in, trying to bring an arts and healing, well, an arts and wellness center to an old school building. So I'm working on that project as well. And that will be part of, you know, sort of the whole thing where I'll be able to have bigger workshops and things like that there, and we'll have big weekend summer things and everything. Okay, so you've got your astrology. You've got your profile. Again, whether it's through Rhys Thomas's work, and you can actually take a profile test. I don't remember the link for the free profile test, but I will try to find it, and I'll post it on my Facebook page. And that will give you some information as well. And then we have our chakras. Our chakras tell a lot about us. And most people don't really know or understand how so incredible our chakras are. Yeah, Fatima, it is. I've got so many beautiful projects. Thank you. And our chakras are, they're living energy, not balls, but like they're funnels that are inside of our body. And, you know, Chinese or Eastern medicine have known about chakras for a very long time. And Andinaya Judith was the one who brought that teachings really to the United States in the 70s. So if you guys haven't really taken a good look at chakra work, I really recommend looking at Andinaya Judith's work, because it's really in-depth and it's really super helpful when you understand your chakras. Now, there's another level that Andinaya doesn't talk about the chakras, which is Rhys's work that comes into that, and that each of your chakra has its own individual profile. And then I add a piece of Carolyn Mason there. And each of your chakras have an archetype go in that chakra. And then you add a piece of Cynthia Fontaine's work in there. And each of your chakras have a guide that supports your archetype and your profile within each of your chakras. Mind blow. So it's just so interesting. And now I'm working on fitting the astrology chart, your astrology chart in, you know, like where does it belong? I know Carolyn Mace has a system to do that using the 12 houses, but I can't seem to get it to work for me. So I'm looking for other ways to do that. And it's really interesting. I have an advanced archetype guides and chakra class happening live right now online on Thursday nights. And, working on how to put the astrology into the chakras. So it's been really, really exciting. All right. So I'm going to go to the phone lines because I love to talk, but I know you guys also love to be heard, and from the queue being so full, I know that people have a lot going on, or there's a lot of questions out there. I just want to chat and say hello and so forth. So the first caller I'm going to go to is area code 630, and the last four digits are 1983. Hi, caller. You're on.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hello. My name is Lisa. Hi.
Lisa. Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
Fine. How are you?
I'm really great, thank you. Where are you calling from?
From the Midwest. It's cold here, but I'm going to go swimming indoors.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we don't have a storm at least.
Well, that's good.
Just a cold winter.
So,
yeah,
it's been a really cold winter for you. I have a lot of friends in the Midwest and friends in also in Wisconsin and family, and then Chicago. And you guys have gotten hummeled with cold weather and snow.
Yeah, so what? Across the U.S., it's been bad. You just have to look at the good of it. Spring will be here.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I've got a quick question.
Sure.
So I don't know if I can ask that. I've been looking for a property. I know you said something about a house to materialize. So I was looking for like a little bigger condo, and I've been looking a few months, and I wondered what you see with that. I was hoping to move, you know, from this area where I live, but not too far, like a half an hour away or so.
Okay. So so the first thing my guides are showing me is the letter A. what do you, you're the town, I don't feel like it's the town that you live in now, though. It starts with a letter A.
Yeah, no, and it's not where I want to move with the letter A.
Ah, that's interesting. So this is like a puzzle. They start flipping the puzzle pieces over, and then we have to figure out where they belong. So let me just check in with my guides and see if the A belongs to the town or if the A belongs to a person. Yeah, that's what I thought. So the A belongs to a person. And let me just ask if this is a person that's currently in your life or a person that's coming. So not a person that's currently in your life. And let me ask, is it a person who's passed? No. So this letter is, it's going to be somebody who's going to be significant in helping you in acquiring the condo. And the name starts with the letter A, or it could even be that.
Oh, my God, because my realtor has that in her name.
Okay.
I mean, the sound of it
okay.
is in the name in the first
Okay,
place.
Great. So let me just check and see. Yes. So she's, I feel like she's, so my guys are saying, oh, she's working really hard for you. And
she really like, I mean, I've been working with her a few months. Like, I feel like she really likes me, you know, like she doesn't try to say, well, get this, you know, she wants me to get the right thing, you know, not just to get into anything. Do you,
yes.
she thinks something good's going to come along in the spring or summer, you know, coming up.
Yeah. And I agree with her. And I like that she's not just saying, you know, saying, oh, you should buy this because that's how she gets paid. You know, and it's interesting because it's so interesting to me that people that call into the show or people who I do sessions with on, you know, over online or in person, they always mirror exactly what's going on in my life. So it's really interesting.
That's
so
weird.
My realtor is doing the same, actually saying, I don't want you to get into a house that you're not going to be really happy in. We have time. So her thing is that once we get 50-degree weather and we get 3 or 4 or 5 days or a week of 50-degree weather, then
mm-hmm.
people start putting their places on the market.
Right.
Until,
so when do
yeah.
you see me? So when do you see me maybe finding something, and do you see that neighborhood being good for me? Because I mean, I feel it really is, but I wonder what you see with that. It was like where I grew up, and I just feel
okay.
like it has a lot more to offer. Like it's been
okay.
really stagnant.
And will you be,
I've been here many years.
Okay. Will you be changing jobs, or will you be in the same job?
You know, you can do part-time. I do off and on, so it doesn't really matter where I am for it, kind of.
Okay. Okay, great. Because I feel like that something will be shifting as far as your work goes also. And they want you to look also one town over.
I'm doing that. I'm doing
okay.
that. Yeah, I'm doing
okay.
that.
So I feel like that you're going to find the golden egg one
okay.
town, it may be one town over. Okay.
Could it be the town I want, though, too?
Well, you know, you could wait. I think that you'll have lots of opportunities there as well, but I feel like that there'll be a place that you fall in love with one town over.
Do you see that happening in the spring or summer?
So let me look when I see. So I don't see it in March, April, May. I feel like it will be in, you know, May when there's going to be a lot more to look at. It seems like that it's going to be slow this year getting started in your area. Do you guys still have a lot of snow on the ground?
Well, you know, I think after March, the weather should be better. I think you're right.
Yeah.
The next couple weeks at least are not going to be good. But do you see that, so like basically, do you think then, like work-wise, I can pretty much find that anywhere. Do you see that being good for me in the new neighborhood too, like opportunities?
No, I do. I feel like you take your work with you. I feel like I'm carrying my laptop, like my computer, and that's like my work. It's where I do a lot of my work. I feel like that it is a good opportunity. I feel like that you're going to have a couple of different places to choose from. And the first one that looks like it's, you know, sort of really kind of good is a ways off. You know, you're going to keep looking, I think, you know, really until May. So don't get discouraged. And then they start popping up like spring flowers. And I feel I feel like that you're gonna have three to choose from. And then I don't feel like I see you moving though until probably June or maybe even into early July.
I have to put my place on the market, and then I was gonna move after this place sells. I was first gonna buy something and then put this on the market right away. Do you see this selling in a month or two, my place where I'm at?
Yeah. So have you already like done painting and things like that already?
Yeah, you know, it's fine. There's just like one or two little things I have to fix up. I mean, it's a pretty modern place. I mean, someone might have to paint. I'm not painting. They might have to paint, but if they want to redo the colors. But, I mean, it's a pretty nice place. It's wooden floors, modern kitchen, modern bathroom.
Right.
You know?
Right, okay. So they're talking about just fixing the fine details because that's going to make it go really fast. So I mean, I've looked at dozens of houses, and I've walked into some houses that in the photographs it looks like HGTV, and then you get in there and there's a little spot of mold on the wall, or the edge of the countertop isn't finished, you know, or there's squirrels in the attic.
No, I just have a couple little things. It's really funny.
Yeah.
You seem like you're really, like, what's the word for it? Like, you really portend things because, like, the things that you've said, it's really weird. It's, like, kind of, like true, like, just, like, maybe quacking a little bit. Like, just little things that could make a difference. It's nothing major, but have a handyman do a few little things, you know.
Exactly. And that's what they're talking about.
But, I mean, I don't think I have to pay to have someone, you know, paint. Most people would paint because, you know, I do have a lot of pictures and stuff. So, I mean, they're going to have to probably paint, but I'm hoping I'm going to get a good price. Do you see that happening?
I feel like you will, but I feel like you have to clean it up a little bit, okay? You know, if you have a lot of pictures on the wall, you want to really be mindful of that because people need to see their stuff in your space. They need to be able to visualize it when they come in.
I was going to get rid of the clutter.
Yes,
there's a little clutter. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. And do you think that new move is going to be really good for me?
Yeah, I feel like it is. I feel like you're going to love your new place. They want you to make sure that you have a green plants in your place now, do you?
I think the new place I'll have more. I haven't bought a lot here, but
okay. It's okay that you don't have a lot, but I feel like you have space where you can have like I like peace lilies. I feel like that you can have like a decent sized peace lily in there. They want a little bit of greenery, a little bit of not a lot of plants, maybe like one nice big peace lily. And you know, this is all sort of feng shui stuff, but when I say they, it's my guides. They want you to have like one sort of like big plant if you have a space for that, and fix the fine things, the little things that people can nitpick on. And I feel like you want to put a contingency in your when you put it for sale that it which sometimes can be a niggle for people. But you could if you need to find a place before you move, then you want to put that have the real estate agent put that in.
It's funny you say that because I was going to do that. I was going to say that if I get an offer on this place, the other place has to close because I have to be able to you know, like if I buy something first, I have to make sure it goes through. So if this right. place sells, let's say I buy first and it's going yes. through the process, but I put this on the market, then yes. just contingent upon the other place selling, which really mm-hmm. shouldn't be that big of a deal because it should happen within a month or month and a half.
Right,
place.
But what I feel like is that you could sell your place rather quickly and there could be a gap of a few weeks, maybe even a little bit longer, where you suddenly have no place to go.
No, I can't have that. It has to
right.
be contingent at the other thing.
And exactly. And your realtor needs to let the prospective buyers know that you are very actively looking at, you know, because sometimes...
Well, not just looking, but that I found something, but we have to let it close, too. So we have to kind of time
Absolutely. So you're...
Okay.
You're
well, I really appreciate that. I mean, because the new neighborhood's going to be a new everything for me, you know, and I'm hoping that it's going to open up a lot more doors because I feel really stagnant where I am, and I just don't feel like there's much more I can do.
Yeah, I agree with you. And also, I feel like that you're going to have a lot of really great new friends. And I feel like, how old are you now?
Oh, I don't like to say on the radio or anything. But
okay, well, you're over 30. I'll say that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you're over 30.
Well, that'll be good. Yeah, I don't feel very appreciated, like, from my place of worship here. I've been going there 30 years, and I just feel like it's just really time for a change, you know?
Yeah. I feel like that it's going to be really good. I feel like you're going to find a really great group of friends, and I feel like that you're going to be swept off your feet.
I can't believe that. I haven't had anybody that I've been dating for a long time.
Okay, so here's your work right there. When we can't believe it, we can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So
maybe
if
just
that's
be open.
Exactly. If that's something that you would like in your life, then you have to start acting as if you already have it. Because it's there waiting for you. It's there waiting for you, right? But if we're not open to it, it'll pass us right by and we won't even notice that they're there.
Okay. Just be open.
Okay.
That
so there's
good.
Your work.
Okay.
That's your homework.
And how do
your
you
homework?
Be open? Just say every day I'm open to meeting new people, meeting new women, meeting new men. Just say I'm open.
Yes.
Totally open.
Even more specific than I'm open to meeting new people. I am welcoming new and really supportive, amazing people into my life every day. Right?
Okay.
I am open to the most fantastic guy coming into my life. I'm welcoming it every single day. Okay.
Okay.
It's a very different energy.
Okay. And my last thing with this is, with like a move, do you think that, it's funny too, because I feel like, you know, it should happen and all this stuff, but do you think that there's anything else with, like, looking with the new place? Should I still be saying mantras every day, like, the new place is coming? Because, like, my realtor says, let's just be really positive and something should come up because, like, something happened in the building, but it was on the first floor. I don't want a first floor.
Okay, so let me stop you there because I only have 10 minutes left. But the thing about mantras is when we use the word coming, it means it's coming. And that can mean that we don't know when it's coming, and it's coming, but it's coming, right? The important thing is manifesting things in your life, acting as if it's already there waiting for you, not that it's coming.
Oh, okay.
Right? So the perfect place is there for me. I'm just being guided to find it. Okay. And then you ask your guide, you can have your guide talk to your real estate agent and say, hey, you know, send her to the right place, the right places for me. I feel like it's not, the right place is not on the market yet. It's slow coming on. And because of the weather, and then I think things are going to, you know, get more active. And it seems like that the market is going to get active later this year than it normally does. And then it's going to be like 1, 2, 3, you'll have 3 opportunities. And then I feel like that you branch out, you get some really great friends. I think it's going to be a really good move for you.
Okay, great. And I'm hoping even with the new job that maybe if I have a new part-time job that I can make more money at what I do. Like it seems like the neighborhood that I'm moving to, they charge a little more for the kind of service that I do. So I'm going to be really positive with that too.
Yeah. Get clear about how much you want to make, right? Mm-hmm. And let the universe take care of the rest.
Great. Well, I'll wait till May or June, and I'm sure, like you said, a lot of things will come on the market.
Well,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. But be proactive. Don't just wait. Keep looking, right?
Oh, no. I'm going to keep on looking every day, but I'll just know that it might be a little bit of time. We got to let spring get here, you know. But thank you so much.
Exactly. You're so welcome. Have a great day, and best luck with your house hunt, and then let me know how you make out.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, if we're interested in your service, do you have where you charge a certain amount, or what is your services? How can you find that?
So you can find that. Thank you for asking. You can find that on my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. You can book sessions, private sessions right through my website. Takes you right to the link. It's really easy to set up. It gives you my calendar and what appointments I have available. So that's the easiest way to do that.
What is the name of the site again? www.what?
It's my name, CynthiaFontaine.com. CynthiaFontaine.
Okay. Okay, I want to let you get to someone else. Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay.
All right, you're very welcome. Take care. So it's so interesting, right, because people that call into the show or, people that are on Facebook or whatever, and even clients, like I was saying earlier, that come into my office or I say come into my office, so it doesn't matter if you're physically in my office or if you're on the computer on a Zoom call to me, you're physically in my office as far as I'm concerned. So, Sharon, I'm not doing readings this morning on Facebook because my queue is full on the radio show, and I focused on Facebook last week, I think, or the week before, whatever, but the last time I was on, I focused on Facebook, so no readings on Facebook today. Hi, good morning, Peggy. Hi, Lori. Hello, Michelle. Hello, Sharon. Nice to see you guys all over here. So I'm going to take another caller here, and it is area code 613, and the last 4 digits are 3774. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Cynthia. Hello.
Yes, hi. My name is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I was just going to ask about my love life.
Where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Oh, Long Island. Great. I love Long Island. And your question was, what do I see for your love life?
Yeah, I mean, I went out last night, and I met this girl that I've seen a couple of times, and she said, oh, I have a guy for you, mate, and he's single, he's really nice, and she's going to talk to him. And do you see that working, or someone else, or I'm single a long time.
Okay. And I know some girls don't like to tell their age on the radio, but my guys have shown me the number 47. And when they start dropping numbers in, it can be either your current age or an age where it's going to be of some significance. And even if it's an age in the past, so can you tell me about the number 47 where you are currently?
Well, some people think I look 47, 48.
Okay. So, great. I get enough said. So, when they start dropping numbers in from the past, that it's significant to the subject about what is going on. So, what was going on in your life around the age of 47?
I was divorced, and I had a 7-year-old.
Okay. And so I feel, were you struggling a little bit at that time?
Yes.
Okay. And then what kind of work did you do you know, sort of personal work to understand that the divorce wasn't your fault, and to feel better about yourself and to work out sort of to work on being in relationships is what they're getting at.
Well, I really just concentrated on my son at that point.
Okay. Okay. So good, good, good. So what they want you to do now is to start focusing on you and what makes you feel good about yourself. I feel like, do you like to dress up and wear, do you have like a good wardrobe?
I do like to dress up. I just, I don't have the money for it a lot, but I just did my hair professionally, got finally, and did a little bit of high lights and got it done. It looks good.
Great, 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 great. Okay. So we can go in our closet and change things up even with things that we have, or we can add really inexpensive accessories to sort of dress things up. I feel like you're a really beautiful woman, but you don't really... like most of us, right? We don't sort of feel or look as beautiful on the outside as we could, in a sense. And when we feel good about what we wear and how we look, it helps us feel good internally. It's sort of like the fake it till you make it kind of thing. I feel like this guy is. I feel like this guy is okay. And, you know, you could go out to coffee with them or, you know, I would, if you go out for drinks, I don't know why, but they want your friend to go with you. I don't know why.
My friend introduced me, so I think that I'm going to meet him when the woman I met last night, who I've seen a couple of times, is going to be with us.
Yeah, yeah. For some reason, and, you know, they want you to have a friend or friends with you when you go out with this guy. They're not saying why, but they don't want you out with him alone. And it could just be that, you know, you decide that, oh, this isn't the right guy for me. And you want an exit strategy. Right?
But do you see anybody coming in? I don't think I'll be alone forever, but.
No, I don't feel like you're going to be alone forever, but I really, what I'd like you to do is work on you feeling good about you. You've done a great job.
No, I do. I do. I don't want to be alone anymore. I feel good about myself.
Right.
I do.
Right, right. So here's a thing that you can do that is really super, super helpful and super effective when we're trying to manifest love in our lives. So you want to look good every day. You know, I mean, some days you want to just put on yoga pants or whatever and stay in the house and watch TV. But, you know, most of us don't have the opportunity to do that very often. But you want to look good. So even the days if I'm going to be in yoga pants, I still make sure my hair looks okay. You know, I'll throw a little makeup on, whatever kind of thing. So start to feel good about you. Switch your wardrobe up a little bit. You can add a scarf. You can add a piece of inexpensive, you know, costume jewelry, whatever.
Earrings, and I don't dress like that. I dress okay, you know.
Yeah. But I feel like you need a little bit of a boost, though, right? So it could be that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, like maybe you haven't had any new things in your wardrobe for a while, or maybe the colors are a little bit, you know, dark or something. And, you know,
yeah,
I'm
you're right.
Yeah. So, and, you know, thrift stores are great. Don't, you know, and can be really inexpensive, or you can hit sale racks, and especially this time of year, and get really free. So don't listen to the timer. I'm going to keep you on for a few minutes after the show goes off the air.
Yeah. Can I ask one more really quick question then?
Hold on, let me just do the sign off, okay? Because people are gonna get cut off on live. So, but you're gonna stay on the air with me. You're gonna stay on with me, but the recording's gonna go out.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm a teacher aide sub for a school right now, and I think they're hiring, and I want to get hired. Do you see me getting hired or a different job someplace else?
Okay, hold on, 1 second. All right, you guys. That's the end of my time live here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all so much for listening, whether you listen live or to the replay. I love you guys all so much. You guys can hang out on Facebook there a little bit while longer. And you can find me on my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. Like my Facebook page, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, all that. Love you guys. Okay, so we're off the air, but it still will, it'll still record. But people can't hear us now. But when they listen to the replay, they'll hear. So as far as the teaching, I feel like that there
I'm a teacher aide right now, and I think they're hiring. Do you see me getting a job, or am I going to get a different job?
Yeah, I feel like that you're going to have new opportunities, whether that's moving into a different classroom or whether that's moving into a different school unit or different department. But I feel like that you're going to have new opportunities will open up that are going to, it's going to be a good opportunity for you. And I feel like that, what's your birth sign? Do you know?
Libra.
Libra. Okay. So, I would like to, I'd like to know what your progressed moon is. Do you know what time of
day? Do you know when I'm going to get the job?
So, when I look, April, May, June, July, August.
Well, no, I wanted it to, like, this month, because they're hiring.
Because
I can't keep being a sub.
Right.
I mean, I work every day, but I no health benefits, no disability, no nothing. When you you know, when you call on, you know, personal days, sick days.
Right. So have you already applied?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So and then have you had? I don't feel like you had an interview yet.
Well, I had an interview to for a job in November there, and they said, would you be interested in subbing? Because that's how they get people in there to try them out or whatever. If they, you know, if they like it, you like it, whatever. And then I went to the principal's office and said, are you hiring? And he says, I'll tell you in 2 or 3 days. But then another girl who's only been there since January, the principal called her in the office and said, do you want a job? I don't know if he's just trying to get a lot of people, or I don't know if I'm in the running. I don't know.
Right. Okay. So you want to just let them know that, you know, you're interested in the available positions that are coming up.
Yeah, I did already.
Okay, great. And then I feel like that there are other opportunities outside of your school building that may be coming up as well. So you want to sort of look around also.
Do you know when?
I feel like that you will be starting something new at the new school season. So either in August or September, I don't know when you guys go back to school. But I feel like you'll be starting something new in the new school season.
You mean I have to stay where I am till September?
Well, I feel like that even if you end up staying where you're at, I feel like even if they hire now, something's going to happen where there's going to be another position available if you don't get the one now. And I feel like come the new school year, I see you sort of like in a classroom, not carrying your bag from classroom to classroom. But so don't give up hope, right? If they pass you by this first time, because I feel like that there's going to be another opportunity right before the school year starts. And so you're going to also want to look at other schools or school districts just
around.
Yeah,
I applied to a bus company now just in case they didn't hire me. What do you think with that?
So you've applied to what, a bus company?
Yeah, like to be a monitor on a bus just in case they didn't hire me now as a sub.
Right.
I mean, with that?
Right. Yeah. Is it out? So it'll be out. Is it outside of the school district that you're in now?
Yeah, it would be just getting on the bus, driving the kids, you know, with the bus driver, watching the kids going home,
right,
and then in the afternoon doing the same thing.
Right. Yeah, it's so funny because my mother did that for years and she loved it.
But I'm just saying, do you see me staying at the school, or do you think I'll get a phone call from the bus company?
So I feel like they're not going to show me whether it's at the school, but it is with the school, definitely. So it could be with the bus, but I don't feel like you're going to be settled until right at the beginning of the new school year.
Oh, yeah, because I just applied to the bus 2 days ago.
Yeah. So, and I feel like even if you do
You don't see them calling me like this week and interviewing?
I feel like
they were hiring for now.
So whatever.
I went down there. They said they were hiring for now.
I understand. Whatever it is, I feel like you don't start your new thing until the new school year, August, September.
All right.
So don't. So what they want you to know is don't lose hope or give up, right? Even if you have to sub for the rest of this year, that there's going to be opportunities for you that are going to come up and you're going to be in something new in the new school year.
All right. And you see, when do you see a man coming in then?
So the man not on the chart in between now and September, from what I see, not a man who's really kind of a keeper. But the thing is, they want you to get out and have some fun, put on a dress or put on a nice outfit, go out dancing with your girlfriends, whatever.
We have a lot of girlfriends. They don't like doing that kind of thing. They either have boyfriends, you know what I mean. They don't like doing that.
Yep. So you need to find some friends who like to go out, right?
Hard.
You only need one friend, right, who likes to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or take yourself out, you know. Just be smart about it if you're going to a club or something. What you want to do is when you want to create love in your life, or you want to the perfect man or woman to come in, whatever people, you know, because everybody has different preferences.
No, it's definitely a man.
yeah, that's okay. But I have a lot of listeners, so I don't want to exclude people because this is something that everybody can use. So you take a piece of paper and you draw a line down.
Write down all the qualities. I know.
And you write. So there's a trick to this that most people don't teach, however. The mistake that people make is when they write the qualities down, they'll write down, for example, say, I want a man who doesn't smoke. The universe does not hear the word don't, not. All they hear is, oh, smoke, want. So what happens? You get a guy who smokes. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Right. This is the key. So if you give me a moment, I'll tell you how to do this so it's more effective in helping to manifest. Okay? So what you're going to do is on one side of the paper, you're going to write down all the qualities of the person, right? And then you're going to go over it with a fine-tooth comb. And you're going to take those qualities that say, for example, I want somebody who doesn't drink. I want somebody who doesn't smoke. And you're going to turn that into a positive statement. I want somebody who lives a really healthy lifestyle and makes good health choices for themselves. Okay?
All right.
Because the key is, again, whatever you put down in your statement is what you're going to get, but the universe doesn't hear, don't, not, okay? The other trick is, once you have everything in a positive form, you want to take a new piece of paper, and you want to rewrite all the positive statements in red ink. That's your master copy. And then every day for 30 days, you rewrite handwritten. It can't be printed on the computer. It has to be handwritten in your hand. You rewrite that list and burn it every single day for 30 days. You write it, you burn it. You write it, you burn it. And then at the end of the 30 days, you take the master copy, you put it on your altar, put it in a place where you keep your things that you treasure, and you forget about it. And then you just go about your life.
Okay?
It's a commitment.
Yeah.
When you
I'll do that.
Yeah. So when you make the commitment and you stick to it, most people don't or can't, but when you can make that commitment and you stick to it, it tells the universe that you are committed to this. Okay.
Yeah, I'll just have hope that this guy's nice and we get along and we can date. I'll have to have hope for that.
Well, yeah, you know, and you know what? If not this one, then somebody else. Okay?
Nah, I'm tired of waiting for somebody else.
Well, I mean, you can settle if you want, but, you know, that's totally up to you. You know,
yeah.
I feel like he'll be okay. Do I feel like that he's going to be your absolute...
Do you think he'll like me?
You know, I feel like he'll like you. I feel like when I look at him and say, is this the absolute dream man for you and the love of your life? I'm not really seeing it. But, you know, I'm not perfect. I have a really good track record, but you never know. I'm not feeling that this guy is it. And if you can't put the commitment into, even if you date this guy, you still want to do the paper, right? Because if you can commit to that, it's only going to make this relationship with this guy stronger. And you've got to get clear about what you really want in your life. You don't want to spend the rest of your life with somebody who is just okay. Because this is, you know, this is important. Once we get over a certain age, we don't have time to waste with guys. And typically it takes about 5 or 6 years till we realize, oh, my God, why did I settle for this, right? And then, you know, if you're in your 50s, 60s, or even late, you know, I work with people who are even in their 70s, you don't want to start over again. So why not get it right instead of settling?
Because that's hard to get it right. There's not too many people out there.
You know what? There's 8 billion people in the world. Do you think there's one right for you?
I would have met him by now.
Well, you know what? So, honey, I thank you so much for calling in. What we believe is what we get, and that's all I can help you with.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. All right, you guys. So that's really interesting, right? It's so I'm still here on Facebook Live, and the Blog Talk is still recording, but I'm finished taking callers on Blog Talk. So, you know, really interesting. So I want you guys to really understand and know that the universe is going to bring us what we expect, what we in a big way, okay? And if we're not willing to make a commitment, if we're not willing to put the work in, then we're going to get whatever the universe sends us. And it's going to be the same commitment to what we're putting in to our lives. So whether that is with a relationship or whether that is with, you know, a business or a practice or anything, what we expect is what we're going to get. And if we're expecting that there's not a fabulous guy out there for us or a fabulous girl, and there are 8 billion people in the world, then if there's not an opportunity for that perfect person to show up at any time in your life, whether you're 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 or even 80 years old, Louise Hay in her 80s had, you know, met this most amazing man and shared the last years of her life with this incredible man. So if you think it's too late for you to find the perfect guy, the perfect girl, the perfect relationship, then that's what you all get. Because the universe is going to meet you wherever you are. This has got me really fired up, if you can tell, right? Because this is what I teach, right? So if you're in that place, you're not ready. You're just not ready to be open, to really trust that the universe has got somebody fabulous for you. There are 8 billion people in the world. You know, it's like me and my work. I often run into people who are in my field and they say, oh, it's so hard. There's so much competition. You know, I can't fill my calendar, et cetera, right? Well, again, there are 8 billion people in the world. Sorry, excuse me. Do you think out of those 8 billion people in the world, there are people who are going to resonate with you and there are people who are going to need just what you offer and what you help with? Yes. And when you believe it, you see it, right? Does it happen overnight? Absolutely not, right? You have to make an effort. You have to work at it. You have to get on Blog Talk Radio. You have to offer classes, whatever your specialty is, right? You can't be lazy about it, so forth, right? Fatima, you want a fabulous guy this time around. Yeah, why settle for less, right, than what you really want? But we have to get really clear about what it is that we do want. So one of the things that I forgot and left out of my sort of disclaimer was a guy that has a healthy lifestyle. And so what did I get? I get a guy who doesn't have such a great healthy lifestyle. And, you know, it's sort of a little niggle with us, right? He's a big foodie, but he likes food that's not so healthy for you, like hot dogs and bologna and Spam, right? Doesn't like to exercise. So for me, you know, that's sort of been a point of like, oh my God, it's kind of a drag in a way, right? So be really clear about what it is you want, down to the details. And, you know, and I'm not saying it makes him a bad guy. It's just, you know, it sort of is a place for us where we have this little bit of like push and pull, because I want him to eat more healthy. He's not really into it. Sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't, whatever. And I have just let go of that rein and say, you know what? He's a big boy. I can't control what he eats. And if he doesn't care about his health, then I have to just let him be. All right. And that's the other thing is, if you're in a relationship already, there are things that you just have to let go and know that you can't ever change the other person. You can inspire them to do something different, to do something better, to be more mindful, et cetera. But you can't change them, okay? And maybe you already have a great person in your life, but they're not the perfect person, everything you want. And this is one thing, ladies, especially that we do, is as our culture has evolved, we have forgotten that as women, we used to get our support from other women in our culture, because families and tribes used to, you know, the women were at home and the women would do work together in groups, right? So the women, often you would have many generations in one household. You'd have the grandparents in the household, etc. You'd have two or three generations, the women would all help out. And the women would sit around and they would talk in the circles, and that was your support, right? So what happened when we went to this sort of society where we don't have these extended families anymore, we don't have these tribes that were in, you know, when you lived in a town, you know, in the 1800s, everybody had to help each other, and it was the women that did a lot of the stuff, and they did it together. Now we don't have that. Now we live in our single box houses. You know, even if you're in a condo, whatever, sometimes you don't see your neighbors for days or weeks or maybe even months, right? We don't have that support. We don't have the families together like we used to. We don't have the female support. And so then we have to look at, we then expect our men to be all of that for us and do all of that, do the same thing that the women used to do in our lives. Girls, men cannot be and do everything for us. They can't be our confidant. They can't be our counselor. They can't be, you know, some men can, yes, but they don't have sort of the capacity for that. So we have to have strong, amazing women friends in our lives. We have to. It's so important, okay? And you have to believe that you're worthy of having amazing people in your life. You have to believe that you are worthy of having amazing people in your life, okay? Fatima says, I don't want to have a relationship only because I don't want to be alone. Yes, Fatima, exactly. So you surround yourself with great friends, right? And you know, it takes time to build a great relationship. So one of the things, I love Alison Armstrong's work. So if you guys are in a place where you want to build a relationship, you're looking to improve a relationship, or you're looking to have love in your life, check out Alison Armstrong's work. She's absolutely phenomenal. And she's been studying men for over 30 years, and she's studying women. She studies women as well. And, you know, our wired brains are wired differently than men, girls. They just are. And when we understand how men's brains are wired, and we can communicate with them in a different way, what we want, what we need, et cetera, then, you know, our relationships only get better and better. Okay. Now, that's the case most of the time. Of course, there are some times when communications break down, and no matter how hard you work at it, it just doesn't work out. And, you know, and then it's time for you to say goodbye to that relationship. But I encourage people to do everything that they can before walking away from a relationship. So ask for what your needs are 1,000 different ways, 1,000 different times. But learn how to communicate in a language that the other person can hear. And then you can have a really great working relationship. So Fatima, even when you're looking for a relationship, even when you don't have a current relationship in your life, it's great work to do because it sets you up when you do get into a relationship to have really great communication skills, okay? And one thing for all you girls and guys out there who are looking for love, one really key thing that I love what Alison says is always share your end game right from the beginning. And I say right out of the gate because I'm a horse girl, right? I'm a horse woman. I've always had horses in my life. And, you know, whether it's just going to see them in the barn or, you know, et cetera. Anyway, ever since I was a little kid, horses have been a big part of my life. And a big part of my healing and so forth in love. So be really specific right from the beginning about what your end game is. If you want to get married and have a full-time partnership, be honest about that right from the first date. If you want to, be married and have 5 kids, be honest about that at the first date. If you never want to get married and you want to just have separate houses but see, you know, maybe cohabitate on weekends, be honest about that right from the beginning. Because what happens when we're not honest about it right from the beginning, especially you ladies, we think that the man is going to change and then we can convince them to want what we want. Okay? Wrong. You don't want to start off on that foot. And you'll eliminate all the guys and or girls who aren't really qualified to be with you. So isn't it better to do that rather than, spend a lot of time with somebody who's never going to really fit your needs and get you're not going to have your needs met, okay? So funny because I had no plan on talking about relationships on this particular call in Facebook Live, but Spirit always has a different plan than I do. I just have to give a little laugh, right? So this is, but in a sense, it goes with what my topic is, right? About when you know yourself, that's your life purpose. Know who you are. Know what you want in your life, right? Be clear about it. And love yourself, man and women. Love yourself, because if you don't love yourself enough to have fantastic people in your life, how do you think that's ever going to happen? Don't ever settle. Love yourself enough, and then the fantastic people will surround you. And if they don't, you're still going to have a good life because you love who you are. Okay? All right, you guys. Loving myself, I need to sign off and get off loving myself today and get out and enjoy this beautiful sun, because I see the clouds are moving in, and I want to get out and take a really great walk on the beach before the clouds come overhead. All right, you guys, I love you all so very much. Yes, Fatima, self-love is the key. So totally. And speak out loud our needs. Yes, yes, yes. But Alison Armstrong will help you speak your needs in a way that your people, your men, the people in your life that are important can hear them. Not that they're always going to be able to fulfill those needs, because, and that's what we think is our men need to fulfill all of our needs, and that's not true. Okay, you guys, I got to sign off. I love you all. thank you so much for taking time out on your day to be here with me. I so appreciate it, and I value you, and I love you all so much. And everybody who, whether you watch live or watch the replay on Facebook or listen live on Blog Talk or listen to the replay, I appreciate and love you guys. Mwah! Have a beautiful and blessed day and week.